إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله تعالى، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم بسم الله وعلى بركة الله، نختم هذه الدورة التي أقامتها جمعية القرآن والسنة بكندا في فقه الصلاة.
Starting with the name of Allah, we inshallah continue to finish this seminar that Quran Sunnah Society of Canada has started by doing the chapter on the funeral prayers.
وحديثنا الآن
Our speech now
عن أحكام الجنائز
will be regarding the rulings of the funerals.
إذا مات الميت
When the person dies,
ماذا له على أهله؟
What should his family do for him?
وماذا يجوز لهم؟
What is allowable for them to do?
وماذا يحرم عليهم؟
What is prohibited for them to do?
وكيف يجهزونه؟
How should they prepare him?
بالغسل والتكفين والصلاة عليه ودفنه.
By washing, shrouding, praying for him and burying him.
وكيف يعزيهم إخوانهم؟
And how do they, or how their brothers would offer condolence to them?
فنقول وبالله تعالى التوفيق.
We say, we ask Allah facilitation.
من حضره الموت من المسلمين.
The one who is about to die from Muslims.
ندب لأهله أن يلقنوه الشهادة.
It is recommended for his family to do what is called تلقين الشهادة, and that is to make him pronounce it.
عن أبي سعيد الخدري قال.
أبو سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه said.
قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
That رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said.
لقنوا موتاكم لا إله إلا الله.
Make your dead, make the people who are dying pronounce لا إله إلا الله.
والمراد بالموتى هنا.
What is meant by the people who are dying now?
المحتضرون.
The one who is about to die.
الذين أشرفت نفوسهم على مفارقة أبدانهم.
Those whose souls were about to depart from their bodies.
وليس المراد به.
It is not meant by the dead here, the word dead in the hadith.
أن يقوم قائم على القبر بعد الدفن.
It is not meant by that that someone would stand over the grave after the dead person is put in the grave.
ويلقن الميت الشهادة.
And start pronouncing the shahada so that the dead person supposedly will say it or will go after.
فإن هذا التلقين بعد الدفن.
This type of تلقين, telling him, prompting him to do the shahada after death.
بدعة.
Is a heresy, is an innovation in Islam.
وإنما لقنوا موتاكم لا إله إلا الله.
Rather prompt the dead amongst you to say لا إله إلا الله.
الذين حضرهم الموت.
This hadith means those who are about to die.
والحكمة من هذا التلقين.
The wisdom behind this prompt and teaching.
أن يوفق المحتضر للنطق بها.
So that the one who is about to die will be facilitated, will be giving the tawfiq to say it.
فيختم له بها.
So his last statements would be sealed with that testimony of faith.
فيدخل الجنة.
And therefore he will enter paradise.
كما في الحديث عن معاذ بن جبل قال.
As in the hadith from معاذ بن جبل, he said.
قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
The messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said.
من كان آخر كلامه لا إله إلا الله دخل الجنة.
The one whose last words are لا إله إلا الله, he will enter paradise.
وإنما كان لهذه الكلمة.
And this word.
هذا الفضل العظيم.
This word has actually has this great reward because
لأنها في هذه الساعة
because saying it at this point of time
يقترن بها الإخلاص الكامل.
It is coupled and it is accompanied when one is saying it. It is accompanied by complete sincerity.
فإذا أشرف الإنسان على الموت
for when the person is about to die
وأيقن بمفارقة الأهل والمال والأولاد
and he is now certain that he is going to depart from his family, his wealth and children
وعلم أنهم لن يغنوا عنه من الله شيئا
and he surely knew that they will not suffice him from Allah in any way
فإذا قال في هذه الساعة
if he said in this point of time
لا إله إلا الله
there is no true God except Allah
قالها مخلصا بها قلبه
he will say it with complete sincerity from his heart
ولذلك يكفر الله بها سيئاته
this is why Allah will wash away and erase by it his sins
ويحط خطيئاته
and he will abolish the disobediences that he committed
ويرفع درجاته
and he will raise him up in levels and degrees
فنسأل الله تعالى
so we ask Allah تعالى
أن يجعل آخر كلامنا من الدنيا لا إله إلا الله
to make our last words of this worldly life is the statement لا إله إلا الله
فإذا قضى وأسلم الروح
if he dies and his soul departed from his body
فعلى أهله أن يقوموا بهذه الأمور
then it is upon his family members to do the following
أولا
first
أن يغمضوا عينيه
that they should close his eyelids
وأن يدعو له
and to make دعاء for him
عن أم سلمة قالت
أم سلمة said
دخل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم
that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم entered
على أبي سلمة
entered upon Abu Salama
وقد شق بصره
and his eyesight was completely like frozen
فأغمضه
so he closed his eyelids
ثم قال
and he said
إن الروح إذا قبض
if the soul was taken
تبعه البصر
the eyesight will follow it
فإذا خرجت الروح
if the soul departed
وكانت العين مفتوحة
and the eye was opened up
فعلى الحاضرين عند الميت أن يغمضوها
it is upon those who are present with the deceased they should close his eyes
قالت أم سلمة
أم سلمة said
فضج ناس من أهله
so some of his family members they made a sound of crying
يعني رفعوا أصواتهم
they raised up their voices
لما أيقنوا بموت أبي سلمة
and they were certain that he passed away
فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم
so the prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said
لا تدعوا على أنفسكم إلا بخير
do not make دعاء against yourselves
فإن الملائكة يؤمنون على ما تقولون
so the angels they say oh Allah answer the dua that they are making
إذا مات الميت
if the deceased passes away
على أهله أن يحذروا
His family members must be aware
أن يتكلموا بشر
that they should not speak anything evil
أو يدعو على أنفسهم بشر
or that they would make دعاء against themselves
فإنه مستجاب
for it will be answered
ثم قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم
then he said عليه الصلاة والسلام
اللهم اغفر لأبي سلمة
oh Allah forgive أبو سلمة
وارفع درجته في المهديين
and raise up his ranks within the guided ones
واخلطه في عقبه في الغابرين
and give him a good succession from his family
واغفر لنا وله يا رب العالمين
and forgive us and him O Lord of the world
وأفسح له في قبره
and make his grave spacious and wide
ونور له فيه
and light it up for him
فهذا ما تدعو به لمن حضرته من أموات المسلمين
This is the dua that you make for the one you attend if someone is dying
ثم على أهل الميت
then it is also upon the family members
أن يغطوه بثوب
that they should cover him with a garment
يستر جميع بدنه
a sheet that will cover all of his body parts
خرجت الروح
the soul has departed
وتيقن أنه مات
We are sure that he is dead now.
يغطى بلحاف أو نحوه.
He should be covered by a sheet or the likes of.
غطاء كاملا.
A complete cover for all of his body.
عن عائشة أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
عائشة رضي الله عنها said.
حين توفي.
That when رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
سجي ببرد حبرة.
He was covered with a garment that is called hibara.
ونحن نعلم من سيرته صلى الله عليه وسلم.
We know from his seerah, biography of the Prophet.
أنه مات على صدر عائشة رضي الله عنها.
That he passed away while he was on his head on the chest of عائشة رضي الله عنها.
فلما أيقنت أنه قد أسلم.
When she was sure that he surrendered his soul.
وضعته على الأرض.
She placed him on the ground.
وغطته بثوب حبرة.
And she covered him with this.
أي ثوب مقلم في خطوط أعلام.
Meaning that this garment or this sheet had lines in it, or what it was embroidered.
ثم على أهل الميت.
Then it is upon the people.
أن يعجلوا بتجهيزه وإخراجه.
That they should rush to prepare him and try to get him out.
عن أبي هريرة أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال.
أبو هريرة said that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said.
أسرعوا بالجنازة.
Rush to bury the dead.
فإن تكو صالحة.
If the person or the dead body of a person was pious,
فخير تقدمونها علي.
Then you are taking it to something that is good.
وإن تكن غير ذلك.
If it was otherwise,
فشر تضعون عن رقابكم.
Then it is an evil that you are putting down from your shoulders.
الله تبارك وتعالى.
الله تبارك وتعالى.
في سورة الواقعة.
In سورة الواقعة
بين في أولها
he clarified in the beginning of it
أن الناس يوم القيامة ثلاثة أقسام
that the people on the day of judgment will be of three categories
فأصحاب الميمنة ما أصحاب الميمنة
people of right what will make you know the people of right who the people of right are
وأصحاب المشأمة ما أصحاب المشأمة
and the people of the left who are the people of the left
والسابقون السابقون
and the foremost the first and foremost
وفي آخر السورة
and at the end of the surah
ذكر حالة الوفاة
Allah mentioned the time of death for a human being.
وبين أن الإنسان بعد موته.
And he clarified that the person after his death.
واحد من هذه الأقسام الثلاثة.
He is either one of these three categories.
فأما إن كان من المقربين.
If he was then one of the closest one to Allah.
فروح وريحان وجنة نعيم.
Then spirit and good scent and a garden of bliss.
وأما إن كان من أصحاب اليمين.
If he was of the people of right.
فسلام لك من أصحاب اليمين.
Peace be upon you. You are from the people of the
right. وأما إن كان من المكذبين الضالين.
As if he was from those who belied, who are misguided.
فنزل من حميم.
Then he will be given a torture or torment.
وتصلية جحيم
and he will be burned in the fire
فالميت إذا مات
so the dead person when he dies
فإما أن تكون الجنة في انتظاره
either paradise is awaiting him
أو النار والعياذ بالله
or it is the fire والعياذ بالله
فإذا كان من أهل الجنة
if he was from the people of paradise
فلماذا تحبسه عن الجنة
then why are you delaying him
عجب بتجهيزه ليدخلها
rather rush to prepare him so that he will enter it
وإن كان من أهل النار
if he is from the people of the fire
فلماذا تحبس في بيتك وبين يديك جثة من أهل النار
why are you delaying and keeping in your home the corpse of someone that's going to be in the fire
فالسنة
So the sunnah.
إذا تيقن الموت.
If we are sure about the death of the
الإسراع بالجنازة.
Is to rush to prepare the funeral.
ومن الخطأ.
And it is from the mistakes committed.
أن يحبس الميت بعد موته.
That the person will be kept after his death.
ساعات طويلة.
Many hours.
بل وأياما.
Sometimes days.
فيموت عصر اليوم.
So he dies, for instance, the Asr of today.
ويؤخرونه لظهر الغد.
And they delay him till the ظهر of the next day.
حتى يتصل بفلان من مدينة كذا وفلان من مدينة كذا.
So they will contact so and so from such and such city and so from the other city.
ويأتي الأقارب والأباعد.
And those who are close and those who are not even close relatives.
وأكثر من ذلك.
And even more than that,
أن يموت الميت غريبا,
that the deceased will die as a stranger.
فيصر أهله على رجعته إلى بلده.
And his family members, they insist that he has to go back, since he's a traveler, he has to go back to his homeland.
فيشحن بالطائرة.
So he will be shipped.
ويستغرق ذلك أياما.
The airplane, and it will take days.
يتعرض فيها الميت للإهانة.
That the dead body of that person will be humiliated.
وكل ذلك مخالف للسنة.
And all of that goes against the sunnah.
ثم عليهم.
Then it is upon them.
أن يبادروا بقضاء دينه.
That they should rush to pay off his debt.
من ماله.
Either from his wealth.
إن كان له مال.
If he has money.
ولو استغرق الدين التركة كلها.
Even if the debt covered or took away all of the inheritance that he left.
عن جابر بن عبد الله قال.
جابر بن عبد الله said.
مات رجل.
A person died.
فغسلناه.
So we washed him.
وكفناه.
We shrouded him.
وحنطناه.
And we put for him the scent for the dead.
ووضعناه لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And we put him for the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم.
حيث توضع الجنائز.
So where the funerals are put.
عند مقام جبريل.
At the place where Jibril is.
ثم آذنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالصلاة عليه.
Then we told the messenger, so we informed him that we should pray the janazah for him.
أي أعلمناه ودعوناه للصلاة على هذا الميت.
Meaning we informed him, we called him to pray the janazah for this.
فجاء معنا خطا.
So he came with us walking.
وضع الجنازة في مكان الصلاة.
So they placed the janaza where they should pray.
ودعوا رسول الله ليصلي عليها.
And they called the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم to lead the salatul janaza.
فمشى معهم خطوات.
So he walked with them few steps.
ثم وقف.
Then he stopped.
وقال.
Then he said.
لعل على صاحبكم دينا.
Maybe your companion has a debt.
قالوا نعم.
Yes.
ديناران.
They said, yeah, two dinars he owes others.
فتخلف.
So he stayed behind.
أي رجع وترك الصلاة على الميت.
Meaning he went back and he left praying.
لما علم أن عليه دينارين.
When he knew that he owes two dinars.
فقال له رجل منا.
So a man from amongst us said to him.
يقال له أبو قتادة.
He is called أبو قتادة.
يا رسول الله.
O messenger of Allah.
هما أي الديناران.
They are meaning these two dinars. They are upon me. I will pay.
أنا كفيل بقضائهما.
I guarantee that I will pay off these two dinars.
فجعل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول.
So رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم he said.
هما عليك وفي مالك.
Meaning you are responsible for them. You will pay them from your money.
والميت منهما بريء.
And the dead person is free and innocent of these two dinars.
يؤكد عليه.
He is just confirming this issue.
فقال نعم.
So the man said yes.
فصلى عليه.
So he prayed the janaza for him.
فجعل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
So رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم then.
إذا لقي أبا قتادة يقول.
When he would meet أبو قتادة, he would say to him.
ما صنعت الديناران؟
What did you do with the two dinars?
الديناران اللذان تكفلت بهما ما صنعت بهما؟
Those two dinars that you were the guarantor that you will pay.
أديتهما لصاحبهما أم لا؟
Did you pay them off or not?
كلما لقيه سأله.
Every time he sees him, he asks him.
ما صنعت الديناران؟
What did you do with the two dinars?
حتى كان آخر ذلك قال.
Up until at the end, he said to him.
قد قضيتهما يا رسول الله.
I paid him off, O Messenger of Allah.
قال الآن حين بردت عليه جلده.
Now his skin got cooled off. It's just now after they are paid off, his skin got cooled off.
فيا إخواني.
So my brothers.
أسأل الله تعالى أن يكفينا وإياكم بحلال عن حرامه.
I ask Allah for myself and you. that he will suffice us with what is halal to stay away from what is haram.
ويغنينا بفضله عمن سواه.
And to also enrich us from his bounty so that we will need anyone other than him.
مسألة الدين مسألة خطيرة.
The issue of debts is a dangerous one.
أن يكون على الإنسان دين للناس.
For one to be indebted to people.
أمر ليس هينا.
This is not an easy matter.
كلنا يحفظ الحديث المشهور.
All of us memorize the well-known hadith.
يغفر للميت يغفر للشهيد كل ذنب.
The martyr will be forgiven all of his sins.
إلا الدين.
Except for the debt.
شهيد.
He is a martyr.
الذي يبذل روحه في سبيل الله.
He offers his soul for the sake of Allah.
لتكون كلمة الله العليا.
So that the word of Allah would be the supreme.
لو مات عليه دين.
If he dies indebted.
لا يغفر الله له دينه.
Allah does not forgive him his debt.
ويمنعه الدين من دخول الجنة.
And this debt will prevent him from entering paradise.
يغفر للشهيد كل ذنب.
The martyr will be forgiven every sin.
إلا الدين.
Except for the debt.
هذا حديث مشهور.
This is a well-known hadith.
هناك حديث.
Another hadith.
أشد من هذا الحديث.
That is far more severe than this one.
فبينما هو صلى الله عليه وسلم يوما جالسا.
While he was sitting one day, عليه الصلاة والسلام.
إذ رفع بصره إلى السماء.
He raised up his eyes to the sky.
ثم وضعه.
Then he put it down.
ثم وضع راحته على جبهته.
Then he put his placed his palm over his forehead.
وقال سبحان الله سبحان الله.
And he said سبحان الله سبحان الله.
ماذا أنزل الليلة من التشديد في الدين؟
how severe that which was revealed today about death.
والذي نفسي بيده.
By the one in whose hand is my soul.
لو أن رجلا قتل في سبيل الله ثم أحيي.
If someone was killed in the way of Allah, then he was given life.
ثم قتل في سبيل الله ثم أحيي.
Then he was killed in the way of Allah. Then he was given life again.
ثم قتل.
Then he was killed a third time.
ما دخل الجنة عليه دين.
Then he will not enter paradise while having a debt over him.
أرأيتم خطر الدين؟
Do you see how dangerous?
لو أن رجلا قتل في سبيل الله ثلاث مرات.
If someone was
لو قدر إنه قتل ثم أحيي.
If it was if it happened that he was killed three times and then he was given life again for the sake of Allah.
ما دخل الجنة عليه دين.
He doesn't enter paradise if he has a financial.
فلا تخيفوا أنفسكم بالدين.
So do not scare yourselves.
هكذا قال عليه الصلاة والسلام.
This is the statement of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم.
لا تخيفوا أنفسكم بالدين.
Do not scare yourselves by taking loans.
إن الناس في هذه الأيام.
People nowadays.
تساهلوا في الاستدانة.
They took it very much easy. They took it very lightly that they borrow money.
يشتري السيارة بالدين.
They borrow the car. They buy the car through a loan.
ويشتري البيت بالدين.
And the home through a loan.
بل ويشتري أدوات المنزل بالدين.
Even the stuff for home, furniture like that, he buys it with debt.
ودين إلى أجل بعيد.
And loans that are long-term loans.
على 30 قسطا وخمسين قسطا.
30 installments, 50 installments.
وكأن المسكين
as if this poor guy
ضمن أنه سيعيش.
He guarantees that he will live
حتى يقضي هذه الأقساط.
Up until he pays all of these installments.
والله تعالى يقول.
And Allah says
وما تدري نفس ماذا تكسب غدا.
And no soul knows what it will earn tomorrow.
هذا التحذير الذي حذرنا به من الدين.
This warning that we warned against taking loans.
إنما هو في القرض الحسن.
This is only about the good loan.
فكيف بالقرض الربوي؟
How is it then if it was a loan that involves usury interest?
فاستعينوا بالله واصبروا.
Then seek help from Allah and be patient.
ولا تكلفوا أنفسكم ما لا تجدون.
And do not overburden yourself with things that you cannot afford.
لينفق ذو سعة من سعته.
Let the one who has expansion in provision let
him
spend. ومن
قدر عليه رزقه.
Of his ability and the one whose provision was made narrow or constrained for him.
فلينفق مما آتاه الله.
Then let him spend of what Allah has given him.
هذا ما يجب على أهل الميت إذا تيقنوا موته.
This is what is obligatory on the members, the family of the deceased, if they know for sure that he passed away.
ماذا يجوز لهم ولغيرهم من الحاضرين عنده؟
What is it that is permissible for them and those who are present when he dies?
يجوز لهم كشف وجه الميت وتقبيله.
It is allowable for them to uncover the face of the dead person and to kiss.
والبكاء عليه ثلاثة أيام.
And to cry for him 3 days.
عن عائشة أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
From عائشة رضي الله عنها that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
دخل على عثمان بن مضعون.
He entered upon عثمان بن مضعون.
وهو ميت.
While he was dead.
فكشف عن وجهه.
He uncovered his face.
ثم أكب عليه فقبله.
Then he tilted his head and kissed him.
وبكى.
And he cried.
حتى رأيت الدموع تسيل على وجنتيه.
Up until I saw the tears flowing on his cheeks.
مات رجل.
A person died.
وكان ابنه بعيدا عنه لم يره منذ فترة.
And his son was far away from him. He didn't see him for a long time.
فجاء وقد مات أو وقد غسلوه وكفنوه.
He came and he found him dead, or they washed him and shrouded him already.
ويريد أن ينظر إليه.
And he wants to look at him.
يمنعه الناس.
The people prevent him from doing.
لا لا تمنعه.
No, don't prevent him from.
أعطيه فرصة.
Give him a chance.
يكشف عن وجه أبيه.
He uncovers the face.
وينظر إليه.
He looks at him.
ويقبله ويدعو له.
And he kisses him and he makes dua for him.
والإسلام دين يراعي عواطف الناس.
And the Islam is a religion that gives consideration to the feelings and the passions of the people.
فلذلك رخص لأهل الميت وأحبابه.
That's why he gave allowance to the people of the deceased and his loved ones.
في البكاء عليه.
To cry.
ثلاثة أيام.
3 days.
عن عبد الله بن جعفر.
From Abdullah bin Ja'far.
أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
That the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
أمهل آل جعفر ثلاثا.
He gave the family of Ja'far 3 days.
ثم أتاهم.
Then he came to them after.
فقال.
He said to them.
لا تبكوا على أخي بعد اليوم.
Do not cry, you know, for my brother after this day.
جعفر بن أبي طالب.
That is Ja'far ibn Abi Talib.
أحد الأمراء الثلاثة.
One of the 3 emirs.
الذين استشهدوا في غزوة مؤتة.
Who passed away during the battle of Mu'tah.
لما جاء خبر استشهاده.
When the news came of his martyrdom.
ترك النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أهله 3 أيام.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he left the family of Ja'far. He gave them 3 days. He didn't go to them.
ثم أتاهم فقال.
Then after 3 days he came to them.
لا تبكوا على أخي بعد اليوم.
Do not cry for him after today.
فالإسلام أعطى الإنسان فرصة يعني يراعي عواطفه ومشاعره من جهة الحزن على فقد الحبيب.
So Islam gave a chance for the loved ones to cry about the deceased for 3 days because you know they have feelings and love and passion for him.
لكن بعد 3 أيام.
But after 3 days.
ينبغي أن ينصرف الناس إلى أعمالهم وأشغالهم.
People should go to their work and their businesses.
ويتركوا البكاء على ميت.
And they should leave this crying over the dead.
ما يجب على أقارب الميت؟
What is obligatory on the relatives of the dead?
يجب على أقارب الميت حين يبلغهم خبر وفاته أمران.
It is a must upon them when the news of his death reaches them. It is obligatory upon them to have 2 matters.
الأول.
The first matter.
الصبر والرضا بالقدر.
To be patient and to be pleased with the destiny that Allah decreed.
اتصلوا بك بالتليفون.
They called you on the phone.
قالوا لك توفي أبوك.
They say your father.
توفي ابنك.
Or your child.
توفي أخوك.
Your brother.
على طول تصبر وتحتسب.
This right away you are patient. You should be patient and you should seek the reward for that.
فإن الله تعالى قال.
For Allah said.
وبشر الصابرين.
And give good news to the patient.
الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة.
Those whom if they are struck with a calamity.
قالوا إن لله وإنا إليه راجعون.
They say we belong to Allah and to Him we will return.
أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة.
Those will have prayers from their Lord and mercy.
وأولئك هم المهتدون.
And such are the guided ones.
وعن أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنه قال
From Anas رضي الله عنه he said
مر رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم
That رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم passed by
بامرأة عند قبر وهي تبكي
He passed by a woman at a grave and she was crying
فقال لها
He said to her
اتق الله واصبري
Fear Allah and be patient
فلم تعرف أنه النبي
She did not recognize him to be the prophet.
فقالت إليك عني.
She said, "Go away from me."
فإنك لم تصب بمصيبتي.
You were not struck with the same calamity as mine.
فقيل لها هو رسول الله.
Then later they told her he is the messenger of Allah.
فأخذها مثل الموت.
So what came to her is like as if death came.
خافت وحزنت.
She was very much afraid.
كيف كلمت الرسول بهذه الطريقة؟
How is it that she would speak to the messenger in a way like that?
فأرادت أن تعتذر له.
She wanted to apologize.
فأتت في بيته.
So she went to him in his home.
فلم تجد عنده بوابين.
She did not find any guards at his door.
فقالت يا رسول الله.
She said, O Messenger of Allah.
إني لم أعرفك.
I did not recognize you.
يعني سامحني فيما قلت أنا ما أعرف أنك رسول الله.
Pardon me for what I said because I didn't recognize you to be the Messenger.
فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم.
He said, عليه الصلاة والسلام.
إنما الصبر عند الأول الصدمة.
That the patience, the true patience is the one that you have when you are struck first.
الصبر عند أول الصدمة يعني أول تلقي الخبر.
When you get the news and you are struck with the calamity reaches you the first, that's when you need to be patient.
اتصلوا مات فلان.
They called so and so passed away.
إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون.
We belong to Allah and to Him we will return.
لكن مات فلان.
But they say the fulan passed away. So
يبكي ويصرخ.
Start crying.
ويشق الجيوب.
And ripping the clothes.
ويلطم الخدود.
And hitting his cheeks.
وبعد الدفن ساعتين ثلاثة.
And wailing. And after that.
إن لله وإنا إليه راجعون.
Two or three hours after that, oh, we belong to Allah and to Him we return.
ما ينفع هذا؟ فات وقت الصبر.
This doesn't benefit. The time.
الصبر عند الصبرة الأولى.
Has already passed. The true patience is required, or the praiseworthy patience is that patience that you have when you are hit first, when the first time when you are receiving the news.
والأمر الثاني.
The second matter that
الاسترجاع.
Is for them to say الاسترجاع.
وهو أن يقول كما في الآية.
And that is to say like in the verse.
إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون.
We belong to Allah and to Him we will return.
ويزيد.
And also he says.
اللهم أجرني في مصيبتي.
Oh Allah, reward me regarding this calamity.
وأخلف لي خيرا منها.
And replace me something that is better than it.
عن أم سلمة رضي الله عنها قالت.
أم سلمة رضي الله عنها said
سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول
I heard the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم say
ما من مسلم
there is no Muslim
تصيبه مصيبة
who is struck with a calamity
فيقول ما أمره الله
and he says what Allah has commanded him to say
إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون
truly we belong to Allah and to him we will return
اللهم أجرني في مصيبتي
oh Allah reward me regarding my calamity
وأخلف لي خيرا منها
and replace me something that is better than it
إلا أخلف الله له خيرا منها
except that Allah will replace him something that is better than
قالت أم سلمة
أم سلمة said
فلما مات أبو سلمة
when أبو سلمة passed away
تعني زوجها
she means her husband
قلت
I said
أي المسلمين خير من أبي سلمة
who amongst the Muslims is better than أبو سلمة
أول بيت هاجر إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم
the first household that migrated to the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم
هيجيني خير من أبو سلمة منين
where can I get someone who is better than Abu Salama?
ولكنها قالت ما أمرها الله به ورسوله.
But she said what Allah commanded her and His Messenger.
قالت فأخلف الله لي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
So Allah replaced me with the Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم.
هذا ما يجوز لهم وما يجب عليهم.
This is what is allowable for them and what is compulsory upon them.
ما يحرم عليهم.
What is forbidden for them, the family of the deceased.
يحرم على أقارب الميت.
It is prohibited for the relatives of the dead person.
النياحة.
Wailing.
وهي رفع الصوت بالبكاء.
And that is to raise up their voices with crying and screaming.
عن أبي مالك الأشعري.
أبو مالك الأشعري.
أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال.
That رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said.
أربع في أمتي من أمور الجاهلية.
Four matters that are four characteristics or four.
لا يتركونهن.
That are from the days of ignorance in my ummah that they will not leave.
الفخر في الأحساب.
Boasting about their lineages
والطعن في الأنساب
and insulting people regarding their lineages
والاستسقاء بالنجوم
and also seeking rain through the
والنياحة
stars and wailing
وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم
and he said عليه الصلاة والسلام
النائحة إذا لم تتب قبل موتها
the lady who is wailing if she doesn't repent before death
تقام يوم القيامة
she will be brought on the day of judgment
وعليها سربال من قطران
and she will have a garment of tar
ودرع من جرب
and also a garment of scabies
فالنياحة كبيرة من الكبائر
So wailing is one of the major sins.
البكاء جائز.
Crying is allowed.
تبكي العين.
The eye sheds tears.
ويحزن القلب.
And the heart is sad and
لكن
grieving.
لا ترفع صوتك بالبكاء.
But don't raise your voice with crying.
ويحرم عليهم ضرب الخدود.
And also it is prohibited for them to hit their cheeks or strike their cheeks
الجيوب.
And to tear their clothes.
عن عبد الله قال
عبد الله said
قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم
that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said
ليس منا
He is not one of us.
من لطم الخدود
the one who hits his cheeks
وشق الجيوب
the one who rips his clothes
ودعا بدعوى الجاهلية
and calls with the call of ignorance.
ويحرم عليهم حلق الشعر
It is prohibited for them to shave their heads.
عن أبي بردة بن أبي موسى
as أبو بردة بن أبي موسى
قال
he said
وجع أبو موسى وجعا
that أبو موسى was sick
فغشي عليه
and he fainted
يعني ربنا عافينا ياكم دخل في غيبوبة
يعني he was in a coma for a while
وقال ورأسه في حجر امرأة من أهله
and his head was in the lap of one of the wives
فصاحت امرأة من أهله
so one of his family members she cried
لما دخل في غيبوبة ظنت أنه مات فصاحت
he was in a coma she thought he fainted she thought that he died so she screamed
فلم يستطع أن يرد عليها شيئا
so he couldn't say anything
فلما أفاق قال
when he woke up he said
أنا بريء
I am free
ممن برئ منه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم
I am free from the one whom رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم declared freedom of
فإن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم
for surely the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم
برئ من الصالقة
he disassociated himself or declared himself free and innocent
والحالقة
the woman who screams or who wails
والشاقة
the woman who shaves The woman who shaves and the woman who rips her clothes.
كذلك يحرم عليهم نشر الشعر.
Likewise, it is prohibited for them to open up, you know, their hair and make it messy or disheveling the hair.
لحديث امرأة من المبايعات قالت.
One of the women who gave pledge of allegiance to the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم.
كان فيما أخذ علينا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
That one of the matters that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم took when he gave him a pledge of allegiance.
في المعروف الذي أخذ علينا.
Regarding the well-known thing that he or the well-known thing to be good that he took as a pledge from us
ألا نعصيه فيه
that we should not disobey him regarding it
وألا نخمش وجها
that we should not be scratching our faces
ولا ندعو بويل
and we do not say woe to ourselves we do not scream
ولا نشق جيبا
and we should not rip our clothes
وألا ننشر شعرا
and we should not be making our hair open up and messy we should not dishevel our hairs
ثم يجب على من حضر الميت
It is then also a must upon those who witness the dead when they are present when he dies.
من أهله أو غيرهم.
Whether they were from his family members or otherwise.
فقد يموت الإنسان بين أهله.
Maybe the person will die within his family.
وقد يموت غريبا.
Or he will be
بين إخوانه المسلمين.
Within his Muslim brothers.
فيجب على من حضر الميت.
It is a must upon those who are present when that person dies that they should prepare him by washing him, shrouding him, praying the janazah for him, and burying him.
فغسل الميت واجب على الأحياء.
Washing the deceased is a must upon the living.
لقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Because of the statement of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم.
في المحرم الذي وقصته ناقته.
Regarding the one who was in a state of ihram and his she camel kicked him and he died.
اغسلوه بماء وسدر.
Wash him with water and sidr, the type of leaves, the low tree leaves.
ولما ماتت ابنته زينب.
And when his daughter زينب died.
قال للنساء.
He said to the women.
اغسلنها ثلاثا.
Wash her. He told the women, wash her three times.
أو خمسا.
Or five times.
أو سبعا.
Or seven.
صفة الغسل.
The description of washing.
يموت الميت.
The person will die.
فترى أهله حيارى.
You see his family members confused.
يبحثون عن من يغسله.
They look for someone who would wash him.
اتصل بفلان.
Call so and so.
غير موجود.
He's not there.
وفلان.
Call from so and so.
غير موجود.
He's not there.
فيقفون عاجزين لا يعرفون كيف يتصرفون.
They stay confused. Incapable, not knowing how to deal with it.
وصفة الغسل.
And the description of washing.
سهلة يسيرة.
Is easy and you know facilitated.
كيف تغسل الميت؟
How do you wash the dead?
أسألك سؤالا.
I ask you a question.
كيف تغتسل أنت؟
How do you take a bath?
كما تغتسل أنت وأنت حي.
Like you wash yourself while you are alive.
تغسل أخاك المسلم.
Wash your Muslim brother.
ما هي السنة في الغسل انت عشان تغتسل وانت حي تغتسل ازاي؟
What is the sunnah regarding washing when you wash yourself?
السنة
the sunnah
ان تبدا بالاستنجاء
that you should start with استنجاء
تغسل العورة
washing the private parts
قبلا ودبرا
the front and the back
ثم تغسل يديك بعد الاستنجاء
then you wash your hands after you wash your private parts
ثم تتوضأ وضوءك للصلاة
then you make wudu just like the wudu for salah
ثم تغسل رأسك ثلاثا رأسك بوجهك
then you start washing your head three times and your face
ثم تغسل شقك الأيمن
then you wash your right hand side
بطنا وظهرا
from the front and from the back
من أعلى إلى أسفل
from top to bottom
وكذلك شقك الأيسر
likewise your left side
بطنا وظهرا
from the back and the front
من أعلى إلى أسفل
and from the top to the bottom
هذه السنة في حقك في الغسل
this is the sunnah regarding you yourself when you make a bath
ولو أنك
And if you
فتحت الدش عندك اسمه ايه
you turn on the shower head
واغرقت جسمك بالماء عممت بدنك بالماء
and you cover all of your body with water
اجزاءك ايضا
this is sufficient
بس الاول هو السنة الاكمل
but the first way that he mentioned how to wash that is the most the recommended sunnah and that is the most perfect and complete
وكذلك الامر في الميت
likewise the same for the dead
على اسوأ الفروض
In the worst case scenario,
امسك المية وكب عليه كل رأسه من رأسه إلى رجله كله.
Take the water and pour the water over him from his head to all of parts of his body.
أجزأ ذلك.
And that would be sufficient.
لكن السنة والأكمل.
But what is recommended sunnah and what is perfect and complete.
أن تضع الميت على مثل هذه الخشبة.
That you put the dead person on something like this table here.
وقد قلنا.
And we said.
أنه إذا فارقت الروح البدن.
We said that when the soul departs from the body.
يغطى بثوب.
he should be covered with a sheet.
الميت الآن نايم على سريره.
The dead now he's asleep on his
bed. وغطى.
And he's covered.
الآن جهزنا الخشبة.
And now we prepared this table.
والمياه.
And the water.
يحمله الرجال من على سريره.
The men will take the deceased from the bed.
فيضعونه على هذه الخشبة.
They place him on this table.
ثم الغطاء اللي هم مغطيين به.
Then this cover that they covered him with.
يمسكه بعضهم.
Some of them will grab that cover.
ويجرده بعضهم من ملابسه.
And some of them will take off his clothes.
من تحت الغطاء.
From under the sheet.
حتى لا ينكشف.
So he will not be exposed.
فلا ينظر الرجل إلى عورة الرجل.
So the man should not look to the private parts.
لا حيا ولا ميت.
Not a dead or alive.
إذا نقلنا من السرير إلى الخشبة.
So we moved it from the bed to the table.
وهو مغطى كاملا.
He is covered all over.
بعضهم يمد يديه من تحت الغطاء.
Some of them will stretch out their hands from under.
وينزع ملابسه كلها.
They take off his clothes, all of them.
ثم يجعل الغطاء على نصف الأسفل.
Then this sheet will be put on his lower part of the body.
من السرة إلى الركبة.
From the navel to the knee.
يغطي بغطاء ثقيل.
He covers him with a heavy cloth.
ليس خفيفا يشف.
Not a light one that will show the color of the skin.
وهو مغطى وسطه.
So his middle part is covered now with a thick clothing, with a thick sheet.
يضع من يغسله.
The one who is washing him.
خرقة على يده اليسرى.
He will put a cloth on his left hand.
ويمد يده من تحت السترة.
And he would stretch out his hand from under this thick cloth.
ويلجيه.
And he will wash his private parts.
وينظفه تماما.
And he cleans him completely.
ثم
then
ينزع الخرقة.
Then he takes off that cloth.
ويغسل يديه بعيدا.
He washes his hands away.
ثم يصب الماء على رأس الميت.
Then he starts pouring.
أو يوضعه أولا.
Then first he would have him make wudu.
يغسل كفيه.
Wash his two hands.
ويمسح شفتيه ومنخريه.
And he wipes over his lips and also his nose.
ويغسل وجهه.
And he washes his face.
ويده اليمنى.
His right arm.
ويده اليسرى.
Left arm.
ورجليه.
And his two feet.
هذا الوضوء.
This is the wudu.
ثم يغسل رأسه ووجهه.
Then he washes his head and his face.
ثم شقه الأيمن.
Then his right side.
بطنا وظهرا.
From the front and the back.
ثم شقه الأيسر.
Then the left side.
ويكرر ذلك ثلاثا.
And he repeats this three times.
هذا هو هذه السنة في غسل الميت.
This is the recommended sunnah regarding washing the dead.
لا فرق بين الرجال والنساء في ذلك.
No difference between men and women in that.
إلا أن المرأة.
Except that the woman
يضفر شعرها ثلاثة أقران أو ثلاثة ضفائر.
Her hair should be braided into three braids.
الناصية ضفيرة.
For the hair at the front part,
وجانبي الرأس ضفيرتين.
And two braids for the two sides of the hair.
وتجعل كلها وراءها.
And all of these three braids they will be put behind her head.
بيجعل شعر المرأة ثلاثة ضفائر. So المقدمة ضفيرة.
Three braids for the woman, the front.
والجانبين ضفيرتين.
The two sides, two braids.
والثلاثة تلقى وراءها.
And the three they will be placed behind her back.
هذه هي صفة الغسل.
This is the way the غسل.
والأولى.
What is better than
أن يغسل الميت.
That the dead person will be washed.
من كان أعرف بسنة الغسل.
The one who knows more the sunnah of غسل.
لا سيما إذا كان من أهله وأقاربه.
Especially if he was from his family members.
ويغسل الرجال.
And the men should be washed.
الرجال.
By the men.
ويغسل النساء.
And the women should be washed.
النساء.
By the women.
لا يغسل الرجل المرأة.
The man does not wash the woman.
ولا تغسل المرأة الرجل.
And the woman does not wash a man.
ولو كان من محارمها.
Even if he was someone who are not allowable to her.
لا يغسل الرجل أمة.
The man should not be washing his mother
ولا ابنته
and not his daughter
ولا أخته
and not his sister
ولا تغسل المرأة أباها
and the woman should not be washing her father
ولا ابنها ولا أخاها
nor her son or her brother.
يغسل الرجال الرجال
men wash men
ويغسل النساء النساء
and women wash women.
ويستثنى من ذلك
an exception from that
الزوجان
the two spouses.
فيجوز للرجل
it is allowable for the man
إذا ماتت امرأته
if his wife passed away
أن يغسلها
to wash her.
ويجوز للمرأة
and it is allowable for
إذا
the man
مات زوجها
if her husband passed
أن
away
أن تغسله
that she should wash him.
عن عائشة رضي الله عنها قالت
عائشة رضي الله عنها said
لو كنت استقبلت من أمري ما استدبرت
If I would do things differently, I would do things differently, not as
ما غسل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم غير نسائه.
Then no one would have washed the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم except his wives.
بتقول يعني إن المصيبة كانت عظيمة.
She said that the calamity was so great and immense.
لم تستطع معها التفكير.
She couldn't think really properly.
فغسل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أقاربه.
So those who washed the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, they were his close relatives.
العباس وعلي.
العباس and علي.
فعائشة بتقول لو أنا يعني انتبهت.
She's saying if I took note of what happened if I was
لغسلت رسول الله أنا وسائر الأزواج
then myself and the rest of the wives of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم they would have took charge of that duty of washing the Prophet
وعنها رضي الله عنها قالت
and from her رضي الله عنها she said
رجع إلي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم
that the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم came back to me one day
من جنازة بالبقيع
from a funeral that happened in البقيع
وأنا أجد صداعا في رأسي
and I had headache
وأقول ورأسا
and I say she was in pain of her head
فالقال بل أنا ورأسا
then he said to her rather myself or my head he had a headache too
ما ضرك لو مت قبلي
Then he said to her, "Nothing harms you if you die before me."
فغسلتك.
Then I would wash you.
وكفنتك.
And I would shroud you.
ثم صليت عليك.
Then I would pray جنازة.
ودفنتك.
And then I would bury you.
إذن الأصل أن يغسل الرجال الرجال.
So the principle is that men would wash men.
والنساء النساء.
And the women would wash women.
ولا يستثنى من ذلك إلا الزوجان.
No exception from that except the two spouses, husband and wife.
وشهيد المعركة
the martyr in the battlefield
لا يجب غسله
it is not a must to wash him
عن جابر قال
جابر said
قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم
the prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said
ادفنوهم في دمائهم
bury them in the blood
يعني يوم أحد
that is on the day of أحد
ولم يغسلهم
and he did not wash them
بعد الغسل في الكفن
After washing, then there is the kafan or the shroud.
بعد ما غسلنا الميت.
After we wash the dead.
وتنشف كما تتنشف أنت بعد ما تغسل نفسك.
You dry the dead as exactly you dry yourself after you take a bath.
يبقى يكفن الميت.
So then the dead will be shrouded.
والكفن يستحب فيه أمور.
And the shroud, there are a number of matters that are recommended regarding it.
أولها البياض.
The first thing is for it to be white.
لقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
That is for the statement because of the statement of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم.
البسوا من ثيابكم البياض.
Wear of your clothing the white ones.
فإنها خير ثيابكم.
For they are the best of your clothing.
وكفنوا فيها موتاكم.
And shroud in them your dead.
ويستحب في الكفن أن يكون ثلاثة أثواب.
And it is recommended for the shroud to be three garments.
لحديث عائشة رضي الله عنها.
Because of the hadith of the عائشة رضي الله عنها.
أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
That رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
كفن في ثلاثة أثواب يمانية.
That he was عليه الصلاة والسلام shrouded in three garments from Yemen, made in Yemen.
بيض.
That were white
سحولية
and they were سحولية
من كرسف
from cotton
ليس فيها قميص ولا عمامة.
There was no thobe in it. There was no shirt in it and no turban.
يبقى ثلاث أثواب.
So three sheets.
أرأيت ثوبي المحرم بالعمرة أو الحج؟
You saw the garments that the one who is a pilgrim making عمرة or حج.
يحرم في ثوبي.
He wears two garments.
إزار ورداء.
A wraparound for the bottom and a cloak or a garment for the top.
هذان ثوبان.
These are two.
وهناك ثوب أكبر منهما.
And another, a third garment that is larger than both.
اللي هو الثوب الثالث.
That is the third one.
فلو فرضنا إن هذه هذا المفرش.
If we suppose that this sheet
here, الكبير,
the third sheet that is the largest one,
أفرشه على السرير من تحت,
I spread it on the bed,
وآتي بالثوبين الآخرين,
I bring the other two garments,
أضعهما واحد من أعلى واحد من أسفل,
I shroud him, one for the top part to cover the top part body and the other one to cover the bottom part of the body.
يبقى الثوب الكبير أسفل.
And this big garment is under both.
وبداخله ثوبان صغيران.
And inside the two sheets.
وبعد ما غسلنا الميت على الخشبة بتاعته ونشفناه.
After we washed the dead body and we dry it.
نحمله وهو مستور العورة أيضا.
We carry him while his private parts are covered.
لابد أن نحرص على ذلك.
We have to be careful and diligent to do that.
ننقله من الخشبة مستورا.
From the table covered.
ونضعه على هذه الأثواب الثلاثة.
And we place him over these three sheets.
ألف عليه الثوب الأولاني.
So I cover him with the first one.
والثوب الثاني.
And I cover him with the second one.
والثوب التحتاني حلو بالنسبة له فوق بقى على جسمه.
And this undercover that we put also, we cover all of his body now.
وألفه جميعا في الثوب الكبير.
And I cover him with this big sheet.
أربط الطرف الثوب الكبير من فوق من عند رأسي برباط.
I tie from the head. I tie the big sheet from the top.
ومن عند رأسي برباط.
And also from under also I tie it with a tie.
وفي وسطه برباط.
And at the middle also I tie him with a rope or a tie with something.
وفي القبر تفك هذه الأربطة.
And when you place him in the grave, you untie these three ropes or three ties.
هذا هو الكفن.
Three sheets that you used to.
ثلاثة أثواب.
Three garments.
ليس فيها قميص ولا عمامة.
That it doesn't have in them shirt and no turban.
ويستحب أن يكون أحد الأثواب الثلاثة.
It is recommended that one of these three sheets.
ثوب حبرة.
A thawb that is called hibara.
يعني قلنا مخطط ومقلم.
That is lined or embroidered.
لحديث جابر قال.
Because of the hadith of Jabir.
قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
That رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
إذا توفي أحدكم.
When one of you passes away.
فوجد شيئا.
And he found something.
فليكفن في ثوب حبرة.
And he found something as a shroud. Then let him be shrouded in a thawb, in a garment that is habira, that is embroidered.
ونكتفي بهذا القدر في هذا الدرس إن شاء الله على أمل اللقاء بعد صلاة المغرب. هذا الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.
جزاكم الله خيرا يا شيخ. We'll have a break now and after Maghrib we'll continue inshallah.